Good afternoon, Muskegon. Welcome to Community Focus for this August 28, 2026. I'm one of your hosts, Gregory T. Robertson. To my right,
Melvin C. Burns II.
How y'all doing, Muskegon? It's a beautiful day out there. What is the weather looking like, brother?
Well, today is a beautiful day. Sunshine, low 55, high of 78. But, and don't blame me, there's a chance of rain for the next 6 days. Saturday, 45% chance of rain, low 64, high 77. Sunday, 65% chance of rain, low 68, high 81. Monday, 55% chance, low 70, high 82. Tuesday, low 73, high 82. And Wednesday, low 72, high 84. And then next Thursday, with a 50% chance of rain, low of 70, high of 82.
Your grass is going to finally grow. Just before we get to our top five, just want you to know, if you'd like to be a sponsor, please call area code 231-727-5007. This is not only heard, but seen across the world on YouTube, on Facebook, on the Emoji app. And it's a way to express your love for this show and this radio station. Top five, sir.
Well, it's that time of year. You know, my subject is high school football season. You know, I was well into my 30s before, but this time of year, I didn't start feeling like I need to be out on the field getting sweaty and getting ready for football. No, I didn't after high school, but it took a while to get that out of my system. But I love the beginning of high school football season. So five things to enjoy about high school football season. The first one, seeing families and friends at the game.
Right.
You know, going there, seeing everybody there, you know, hollering at people. You just wave at them in the stands, in the parking lots. Great social event for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, now, in Muskegon Heights, the scene was between the Star Spangled Banner and the halftime show, we played a football game because people came for the band.
People came for the band.
So number two is the band and the halftime show. Speaking of which, you played a little bit in the high school band, didn't you?
Yeah, playing band.
Yep, out there, the big halftime show was a big deal?
Halftime show was the big deal.
Oh, yeah. Number three. Cheerleaders and pep rallies. Do they still have pep rallies at the 40s?
They still do, but I know at Muskegon we have 100 cheerleaders, and I still can't figure out why they have so many cheerleaders. But, hey, they want to do it. Amen. God bless them.
It used to be 50 cheerleaders and one girl could do flips. Now more of them can.
Well, when we were in school, we had like 12.
Uh-huh.
You know, the most you had was 12, and now you got 75 for each team.
Each player is their own individual cheerleader.
Each player has his own cheerleader. All right. I ain't mad at them.
Yeah, but the Friday pep rallies, those are fun.
The pep rallies were those great. Ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number four, I know they do it. 13 on your side. I forgot TVH, but watching the news on Friday and Saturday night to see if you made highlights.
Or if you made player of the week.
Player of the week now, yep, that's it. So that's always a big one. All the teams get to go in the studio. So that's always big. And number five, what would fall football season be without the homecoming and choosing the high school king and queen?
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
The best.
Good stuff, good times. I hope all the high school students out there are having fun and enjoying themselves. You know, we didn't know how good it was just be able to go to school, play sports, play in the band, have fun. So, and we were talking about, enjoy every bit of it. Go to the games, have fun, play in the band, enjoy this time of your life.
Yeah, it leads to this. You know, we also want to take the time, the opportunity to thank all the parents and the people that fed the teams during the tour days.
Oh, man, yeah.
And came up with food stuff. Uh-huh. They still need people to feed these guys for heading to games and stuff. So get involved. If you're a restaurant or if you're a parent and you feel like cooking, please do so. You'd be surprised with Muskegon and Muskegon Heights how much that is needed. But we want to thank those people who participated in that.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's our top five list for today.
And we're big, not only football.
Oh, yeah.
College football and the NFL. It's football season. You can just breathe it in the air. And my wife is just finding another show to watch.
She didn't watch football?
I'm gone.
Man, my wife, she loves football.
Yeah, she'll watch Michigan with me because she knows I'm a Michigan fanatic. But she knows that when they start losing, just walk out of the room.
For her team, my wife, for her teams, she has to have socks or T-shirts on. So we go from Clemson to Georgia to Michigan for college football. And then for pros, she's got Atlanta and Detroit Lions. So depending on, she has to change her gear for whoever she's watching.
See, that's funny because me, Saturday, Michigan. Just,
you put your jersey on?
Oh, jersey. I look like a Michigan pimp, man. I've got the jewelry, I got the hat, I got the jersey, I got the pants. Every year I start out with a different jersey.
Okay.
And I wear that jersey the entire year.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. And then Sunday for NFL is Washington Commanders. I'm sorry, Lion fans. I do support you guys, but I'm a Washington Commander fan. But then I have to change into Kansas City stuff.
Okay. So we're both KC fans.
Yeah.
But I went to the preseason game last Friday.
Did you?
Last Saturday. Detroit and Commanders.
Don't even talk about that. How do you, a whole team, end up offsides on the kickoff? Never mind. Don't even start.
Practice.
But you know what? One of the things is it brings up a very important thing is take some time and relax and enjoy a game. Yes. But at the end of the day, just remember, it's just a game.
You know, I had to stop doing the leagues, fantasy football. I couldn't enjoy the games. I'm sitting there watching the game, adding up my points. And, you know, quick pass. I just saw that. I need him to kick me a field. I was not enjoying the football game, so I quit that. It's like I just need to sit down and enjoy them.
And that's what's happening a lot, you know, with sports betting and stuff like that. People picking teams and stuff like that. That people are more about who gets more points than that team winning or losing.
Right. Yeah. So I just enjoy watching. I enjoy players. Coach and all that, but yeah, the fantasy football, I had to leave that alone.
Yeah. And speaking of winning and losing, congratulations, brother, it was your anniversary.
Well, congratulations to you. Yours was last week, and I saw a couple of blurbs on Facebook that you and Emily were out celebrating.
We celebrated our 31st anniversary Wednesday.
That's nice.
And it's only felt like 5 minutes underwater. And my wife says it felt like 30 minutes of waterboarding. No, but how many years from you?
This will be year two on September 1st.
Year two. Congratulations, my brother.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to people out there about marriage? Serious.
Serious? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this for people maybe getting married late in life like I am. I would say... decide what you want these latter part of your life to look like and find somebody who's going in the same direction and see similar things. Our views on family and faith, those are the same. And so, again, at this point in our life where we're talking about grandkids and what's important for the latter part of our life, I want those things to really match. And so we're both going in the same direction.
That's good. That's good. I just like to tell people, 31 years, and you know, I knew her for 10 years before that was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I want to say to people, get to know that person.
Mm.
You know, number two, people say, you know, going to counseling and stuff is when you have problems. No, counseling is to stop you from getting into problems.
Mm-hmm.
Get those comments to find those common grounds, find where you there might be problems in the future. And work that stuff out before you say I do, so you won't be saying I don't later.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel that communication is just one of those huge things that you can have, like you said, all those things in common. And so now I look at 31 years, we got grandkids, and, you know, we're empty nesters, and it's just a beautiful thing. But it took a lot to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I give you an example. For years and years, I bought my wife roses. Even, you know, on our 25th, I bought her roses with the silver, and I'm being a true romantic. It's 25 years. And then she said, you know, I don't like roses.
Really?
20, really?
25 years.
Yeah, 25. You don't like roses. Now you tell me you don't like roses.
Did you give her a receipt for the 25 years?
Yeah, you want to take this $100 and you could have saved me.
But knowing Emily, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, and she appreciated it. And
you know what she said? You know, 25 years, I could have been going out and picking up wildflowers and saving money.
Is that right?
She likes wildflowers.
Okay.
But I say that jokingly, but I say that you, it's a continually learning thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised what you find out.
25 years, huh?
25 years. I've been buying roses.
That's a good one.
The communication thing is big, and the other thing is that people consider marriage disposable. And we're losing families so quick because it's the eHarmony generation. And, you know, I think of the Ray family. How long they were married and how long they stuck together and stuff like that. And that's just a beautiful story with that family. But there are some other families like that. There's so many people that are giving up so fast.
Yeah. You know, I think it's that, you know, again, this kind of instant society of I got to be happy and, you know, I got, you know, you got to make me feel good and all that. And even like, you know, our kids are close to the same age, and the idea of, you know, you're responsible for the person you become.
Come on.
You know, you're responsible for what things you enjoy in life. Don't make somebody else responsible for that. Because if you do, they can take it away from you.
Come on.
So I told her, I was like, work on becoming the person you want to be, and then find somebody who matches that and wants to help you get there.
Now, see, you got to say that again. That was so good, because that's not happening. With people in marriages and stuff like that. But you got to take that time to work together.
Yeah. You're not the same guy now you were 31 years ago.
No.
You know, you were headed somewhere, you know, and Emily was headed somewhere. And so, you know, you guys took this journey together. A lot of people aren't taking the journey together, or they're going two different directions.
And there were some things that we said right off the bat. I said, you know, you have me. I'm like that commercial with the gorilla throwing the suitcase. You got me for life. I'm like luggage.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going nowhere. And don't even think about divorce. Don't even mention it. Okay. Don't happen. And just to show appreciation, my wife and technology is not, put it this way, she's lacking in some skills.
She's not the one.
She said to me, do you want your anniversary present? Now, we don't necessarily do that.
Right.
And I said, we don't do that. What are you doing? She says, I got your anniversary present. And she said, oh, this is a couple of days ago. And I went, okay. And then she says, okay, I want you to listen to this. And then she puts a camera in my face. She wrote a song about us and our story.
Oh.
And took it and put it into AI, and they put it together. Then she took it into, I'm proud of her because she used the technology
okay.
to do it. But she took it into another program, and they said, how do you want this? You want country? You want R? She made it R&B. She made a song about her life.
Oh, man.
Now, listen, I'm bawling.
Oh, man.
I'm bawling, and every time I hear it, it just makes me tearful that she beautiful. Did that. But it just talked about our whole life and how we met and how we got together and the song of, because when I met her and we got to talking, and I asked her, what do you want out of this? She said she would like a relationship.
Okay.
And she asked me, what would you want? I said, I would have married you yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And she named a song that. Man, you want to talk about crying.
So do y'all have a song? What's your all song?
We've changed.
Okay.
We've changed. And, you know, we should have had some videos up. But our first song for our wedding was Pure Soul, We Must Be In Love. Okay. Oh, man, I hear that and I choke up. But how things can change. our new song is Her, The Best Part.
Oh, I love that. I love that song.
That's our new song.
Yes.
That's our new song. Okay. But in the meantime, you got to throw Earth, Wind, and Fire. And looking in the eyes, Major Lazer. I can't think of it right now, but it's every time I hear that, I'm on my knees and I'm pretending like I'm like the Temptations.
Okay.
You know, and so, but that her song, The Best Part.
I love that. That's a beautiful song.
That's our new song for the stage that we're in right now.
Yeah.
So what would you say right now to that man or that woman right now? What's something you could do to bless that other spouse?
Well, I'm going to say what my wife said, which is listen to what they like.
Not Hello.
Like the flowers, not like the flowers, but to the things they like. You know, and I'm learning because there's things like, oh, this is really be good. But try to listen for little subtle things that they like and do them for them. Because, you know, we're selfish and as people, and we do things for us and think, like, I'm going to do this for you because this will really be great for me to do this. But listening and doing the things the other person really likes and really enjoys. And so you can't think about the anniversary the day before. You got to think about, okay, what's been going on, or the birthday, the day of. What kind of things are they? Because just like Christmas, there have been hints.
Right.
There have been hints, now, whether I heard them or not, but there were some hints dropped. You know? So you gotta listen all the time. And so when you start thinking about those gifts and what's special, like what are the things they've kind of talked about?
That's good because that we miss it.
Yeah.
Because they're throwing the hints.
Except if they mention needing any appliance for the home, those are not supposed to be gifts.
Do not give appliances, vacuum cleaners, and stuff.
Those are just items you get, but those should not be gifts.
No, that's not gifts. No. But I would say I agree with you. You know, communicate, but listen to what that person wants.
Yeah.
And the thing is make sure that you're listening and not doing what you want.
Yeah.
And the other thing is going into relationship, and a lot of people do this, well, she's supposed to submit.
Man.
Now, you know, I said it, and your face went there. She's supposed to submit to me because I am. Hold up, brother. Continue to read the chapter because God, he uses love, I think, almost nine times.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to love the woman as a church. The man is on the responsibility. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, she will love to be your partner.
Yeah.
You hear that, men?
Yeah. And then people take that and apply it to all areas it didn't mean. If your wife is better at you than handling the money, you better let her handle the money.
Say that again.
If she better at you than something, let her use her strengths, you use your strengths. But people are trying to be the man and take charge, or be the woman to take charge of things they're not good at.
Or, in my case, my wife is terrible in paying the bills.
Okay.
So take the responsibility. I just said, you give me so much a month, and I'll pay the bill.
Yeah.
Because I'll take your bills, I'll pay that bill. So it's not a controlling thing. It's just she didn't like paying bills on time.
Yeah.
Bills have to be paid on time. So to ease it, she just, okay, you got your separate bank account. I know some of y'all just flipped right now. She has a separate bank account. I have a separate one, but she gives me so much money. We take care of bills, and we pay bills. That's one thing that works for us.
Yeah, and again, how y'all gonna have a separate account? Y'all been work. It's been working for 31 years.
It's been working for 31
years. Don't let, them outside folks tell you what you need to do.
Please.
If it works for you all, don't let them outside. As my friends say, especially non-married folks.
Now, see, I got to beg like James Brown. Please. Say it again, brother. Would you please?
Don't let them unmarried folk run you out your marriage.
Unmarried folks giving you advice. Don't start me. You sitting up and you married, you've been married for a couple of years, and the person that's been divorced 15 times is trying to give you a marriage advice. Don't listen.
Well, I tell people, look, I've been divorced, so I can tell you what things to not do.
Say it.
I can tell you what things to get. they get you at the courthouse. So don't do them. Yeah.
What would you say? And because you've been married and divorced, and we all made some mistakes. Sure. What is one of the things that you learned from your first marriage?
Oh man, I would say, in all honesty, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. And, you know, there's times that people need to divorce. But we got to be honest with yourself. And if you divorce, you got to take account, because nobody's ever 100% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't say nothing else but I chose the wrong person, you got to take some time and figure out, okay, what in me do I need to fix and adjust and do different?
Right.
You know, and there's no set period of time for it, but you got to sit down and take that time.
Right, right. I say that one of the things that I've learned is that, especially for people that can't say no, like me, and getting involved in anything and everything, is that you have to realize that you have to say no and realize that your family comes. Yeah. My relationship with my Lord first, and then comes my family and, my, you know, of course, my wife, is that you have to say no.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding, and I'm going to speak to those people over 60 or getting close to 60.
Uh-huh.
When 61 hit, a switch hit.
Okay.
Man, I got tears in my shoulder. I got to have knee surgery. And now we go to the barbershop or go somewhere. Now I was talking. Now we're talking about what pill we take for blood pressure. and when we do that, and it used to be we go in the barbershop, we talk about sports. Did you see the fight and all this kind of stuff? Now we're talking about ailments and stuff like
that. What you want, man? How many milligrams they got you on?
So that's some of the things I would like to say. Yeah. But to your wife and you, I'd like to say congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
And to my wife, thank you for being patient, because there's a lot to it. You know, the other thing is that don't be where people have to read your mind.
Okay.
In the relationship. Okay. If you feel in some kind of way, express it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that build up until you boiled over. Mm-hmm. Express that. And we do that, especially men. Mm-hmm. Men, I'm talking to you, men.
Let that pot boil.
You let that pot boil, and then you boil over instead of expressing yourself. And we have to be better at expressing ourselves.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, it's funny because we watch a lot of movies, and a lot of times we'll laugh because we're like, this is the point when he should say something, because if he doesn't, the situation's going to get worse and worse. So 45 minutes later, it boils over. It's like, you know, he could have avoided this by just saying something earlier.
Exactly.
Saying how he felt, you know.
And see, in my case, my wife and I had to learn, and one thing she learned is I can't go to the movies with her.
Okay.
Because I'm one of these people, she can watch a movie for entertainment.
Okay.
I got to analyze the movie.
Okay.
So why did he do that? And, you know, people want to eat popcorn and then drink it. Now, I want to set up and just kind of go Sigmund Freud on the movie. I just can't watch the Titanic. Yeah. Why did he drown? Why didn't he grab the boat? No.
See, my wife, she watches the movie. I got to look up who the director,
director is. See, you.
What actors, what other movies were they in? You know, I got to look all that stuff up while I watch movies. It helps me enjoy the movie. But she don't want to hear all that.
See, I never want to look at the deeper meanings of the movie and stuff like that. And just like you, I'm looking up who played and who wrote the book and, and who wrote the movie and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that is one of the things that we wanted to talk about on this 28th. Remember the weather report that you expressed about their chances of rain. Last thing I want to say about this, as you go from period to period, take the time to enjoy it.
Yes.
Don't rush. The kids are now going to another school and growing up fast. If you don't take the time to enjoy it, you will miss it. And parents who have kids that go to different grades, enjoy it. Take all those pictures. I don't care for the people that don't want to see all your kids in Facebook. You be proud of those kids and their accomplishments.
And take pictures and print some of them out.
Print them out.
You'll be so, I mean, everybody won't look at your phone, but the power of just a picture in your hand, like looking at it versus what's in the phone or anything. Print some pictures out.
That's a good thing, because I got 4,000 plus pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
And the thing is that very few are printed out. And I told my wife, that's one of the things that I want to change, yeah, is that I want to print out some of the pictures of, yeah, of my new extended family and that's stuff nice. Like that. Nice. Lastly, to the people who out there, we say this at the end of the show, but I'm going to say it right now. You never know who you have a chance to bless or help. And so when you're married and you have a family and stuff like that, you know, when kids come over, kids will dictate if they're hungry, starving, or if they're going through something and stuff like that. You know, we took in several kids, whether I was coaching or youth mm-hmm. ministry and stuff like that. We took in several kids and they call us parents, but sure, you never know who that might happen to. Mm-hmm. And some of that might happen to you guys. Be open to the idea of adopting or whatever, or taking these kids in, because they will grow up and they will find love one way or another. Mm-hmm. If it's good or if it's bad, they're going to find something. Okay. You want to find love that's good.
Gotcha. I hear you.
All right. It's 2:27, and we're just our first guest. She couldn't make it, and that's okay, but we have enough hot air in us to talk.
You know, something else happened this week.
Yeah.
Next door neighbor, grew up next door. I was talking to my little brother, and he said, you know, she listens to the program every Friday. I was like, well, that's really cool. So I want to give a shout out to my lifetime neighbor, Gail McGee. I heard you listen every Friday. I love you. I appreciate you. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, and I want to touch that too, because, you know, when we go into a store or something like that, yes, and somebody is playing a replaying,
yes,
and you can hear that, or I'm driving down the street now and I can hear what they're listening to.
Uh-huh.
We're listening, and we want you to know that we really appreciate you not only participating or watching and listening to this show, but participating or watching WVS 103.7 and the M106 and all the things that we do, and participating. And not only asking for free tickets, but actually buying tickets.
Yes, yes.
And coming and supporting us, and we really appreciate that. And again, as we always say, we really appreciate the staff, what they do here.
Oh, man, we do. We do. I mean, we sit in front of microphones, but they get us here at the right time. They get folks on here for us to talk to and interview. I can't thank them enough.
All right. So we want to thank our wives for being so patient in dealing with us. Happy anniversary. And to you out there celebrating anniversaries and birthdays, congratulations. We are going to take a break. We're down at the bottom of the hour. The next half hour coming up is one of those very important. Need you to sit down, grab a pen.
Yes.
And take heed, because people don't know the story of this person, but it is happening in Muskegon a lot. Okay, we're going to show some love to our sponsors. We'll see you in a couple minutes on Community Folk. And welcome back on this. Oh, man, where did August go? August 28, 2026. Oh, wow. And like we said, next week, chance of rain almost every day. I said to you that the next interview is important and you need to pay attention. Melvin, would you introduce our guest, yeah, please?
You know, watch a lot of things on TV and you hear fentanyl, but how many of you all really know people that have dealt with the effects of fentanyl and what it's done to their families, and have actually, once you've been aware of that, have actually done something? So I'm really pleased to introduce our two guests we have in the studio, Paul and Kimberly, and I want to talk a little bit about fentanyl effects it's had in their family and some of the things they're doing about it. So good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
I'm Paula. I am the middle child of 8 siblings. I'm 27. I am the sister of Trayvon, the daughter of Kelly Payne, Kemp Payne, and Michael Burr. My brother been struggling with this fentanyl stuff since August 31st of 2023, and he's still living, still fighting through battles every day, and Just still making it through.
Take people back and tell people about Trayvon and what happened.
On August 31st, I was at work right here up the street, up Laketon Street, and my sister had ended up sending, my sister Kimberly ended up sending me a text message like, hey, you need to rush to the hospital right now, something going on with Trayvon. And in my head, I'm just at work, like, panicking, like, what is it? What is it? I just seen him. He just sent me some money. What's going on? And it took me like a whole hour to even make it to the hospital because, you know, all them words going through your head, like, did he get shot or, you know, what happened? Anything going through your mind when you get a call to come to the hospital, especially for your loved one. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, we got all called to the room, and my mom had to make a decision of what she wanted to do with Trayvon, and that was to either keep going or pull the plug. And my mama, a strong woman, she ain't pulled that plug. Mm-hmm. She kept fighting. And to this day, he been fighting. He have had everyday struggles and still battling with stuff. And, you know, it's still taking a toll on my mom. Like yesterday, for instance, she had to get a call and rushed out to the hospital for him yesterday. Had to have a little mini procedure done. But, you know, he's still going. He's still fighting. He's getting better. My mom just had a house fire not even a month ago, and she's trying to get everything willing for him to come back home. Mm-hmm. And we're just praying something good happens. Okay. And we know something good going to happen. Yeah. We know something good going to happen.
Were there any signs that said that he was having any problems or that he was having problems with drugs? Were there any early signs?
Nope. I mean, besides smoking marijuana, you know, besides that, no. That day, they had got a call on August 31st, the ambulance got to the house, and he was laid out on the floor, foaming at the mouth. And when they took him to the hospital, they ran the test and stuff and said that it was enough fentanyl in his system to kill an elephant.
Wow.
For people that don't know, fentanyl is considered 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. Yep. So it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much.
It makes with marijuana to create problems. Tell people what your brother's physical condition is today.
I'll let my sister answer that one.
Thank you. Trayvon, he's still Trayvon. Mm-hmm. He just can't communicate.
Okay.
So we haven't heard his voice since August 31st of 2023.
Okay.
But he give you his looks when he wants something. He know how to talk to us with his eyes and stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, he do a lot of communication with his eyes. My mama, she prays. She's a praying woman. Mm-hmm. So she pray and do devotion with him every day. Mm-hmm. That give him a lot more strength.
Sure.
So he loves to hear her voice. He loves to hear her saying grateful to him. He's able to move his limbs, which the doctors said that he would not be able to do.
Right.
He would not be able to communicate with us with his eyes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we serve a good God.
Yes.
And
we're
going to keep on believing in God and not the doctors.
Okay. Amen. Yeah. And so this event happens in 2023. For a lot of people, we know it's devastating, but you decide as a family that while you're dealing with this personally, you want to get the message out to other people, make other people aware. So talk about this. This will be the second year
you
have the walk. Talk about that walk and what that's all about.
All right. So we having the second annual Fentanyl Awareness Walk on August 31st at 2601 Mann Street, Muskegon Heights, Michigan. We just going to make it big. I went out, did a couple shopping with plenty of donations. When I tell you plenty of donations, I'm talking about donations from around the world, from people we haven't met, from a can of paint.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been coming together, sticking with us, helping us get through this. And this, I feel like this is going to be the biggest one of the bigger than last year. I'm hoping and praying bigger than last year. I've been trying to spread the word a little bit, posting on Facebook, on Instagram, trying to make his own little site up so he can have his own little thing going on. We trying to get, you know, it's not just for him. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody that's dealing with something like this, everybody that's dealing through, going through everyday struggles through life. You know, it's people around here that, you know, you might think they crazy. They not crazy. You know, people out here harming people and trying to kill people and they're just evil spirits, and we're not letting that stop us. We're going to keep fighting for everybody and make sure everybody okay, everybody get a chance to be heard, mm-hmm. because everybody don't get that chance to be heard. And my brother may not can't speak, but we his voice.
Okay. There you go. Okay. How important is for people to realize, you mentioned this, you know, about not everybody is doing okay, and that this thing with fentanyl and this drug problem is bigger than you think.
Yeah, it's way bigger than we think.
And then, so how important is it for people to realize and study and familiarize what's going on with this drug?
I would say, yeah, like, it's just big. You gotta know, especially what you're getting yourself into.
Can't trust everybody.
Yeah, don't trust everybody. Don't trust you might think somebody your friend, and whole time they trying to do some snake stuff behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was for my brother. He thought somebody was his friend, and look what happened to him. You know, you can't trust everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to make that aware, like, you know, your peers, anybody. It could be anybody. You know, just watch your surroundings at all times and make sure you paying attention to what's going on.
Okay. I remember talking to your mother last year. How has this, what happened to Trayvon, how has it changed each of you and changed your lives?
It changed me by, like, I done started taking depression meds. I be depressed. I don't let that, you know, I've been trying not to let it bother me. I think all of us have, actually. I think all of us done started taking depression meds because we all just, you know, we don't know what to do. We used to all being together. If you know, you know. My mama kids and my daddy kids, we stick together like glue, like super glue. You always see us laughing and joking. And, you know, it's hard when one person is, you know, not there. We done set plenty of years with, you know, one of our relatives may be incarcerated or something like that, but to not be able to speak or, you know, do the daily activities, like, before this whole situation happened, every week my brother paid for us to go to the beach, to have picnics at the beach. If we're not doing that, we at mama house, sitting there on the couches as a family, you know, eating. Before this happened, so he gave my mama $100 to go buy tacos for the whole family to eat. And, you know, it's not the same no more. It's just not the same, man. You know, I just pray one day that he get up and be himself again.
Okay.
How about you, Paula? How has this changed you?
Well, it changed me a lot. I'm the oldest from my mom kids. Then we have the two older brothers. I had to become stronger than I knew I was. So I had an addiction as well with alcohol. So as of today, I'm almost 17 months clean.
Awesome. And Congratulations.
10 months, no cigarettes.
Okay.
I just, I go and go to counseling and speak more than I was used to because I know that everybody's going through something.
Yeah.
So not just us. And I just want to be strong for my brothers and sisters. So, yeah, if they see me strong and see that I can stop doing this and that, then they can do it too.
So. Can I ask you, what was your cutoff point when you said no more? I'm going to get myself right.
I was just tired of seeing my mama cry, tired of seeing my kids cry. I have 5 kids, and my mama have basically almost always raised them. So that was not her job. I should have been there for my kids. I should have did what I was supposed to do as a mother, as seeing my mama be a mother to us. It should have been no excuse. So I was just tired. I was tired of seeing everybody cry. I was tired of giving up on myself. So, yeah, I prayed and I asked God to take that away from me, and he did.
What would you say to the people? You said that there is hope. You can do it.
Oh, yeah, you most definitely can. You could do anything you put your mind to. And just believe, always remember, it's somebody that's going through something way worse than you. But always remember that there is a higher power. Talk to him or whoever you think your higher power is. Talk to and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray and let it go and everything will be all right.
So what are some of the activities that you plan on having during this event?
We got bounce house. I got popcorn. We got a couple speakers. We have Reverend Bradford coming to say a couple words and lead us with prayer. We will be walking. Okay, so it might be a chance of rain. If it rains, it's okay. Bring an umbrella.
There you go.
Because we still walking.
There you go.
You know, Boogeyman might not walk. Trayvon might not walk with us. He's going to be there.
Okay.
But if it rains, he might not walk. But we will be walking from Mans until the next street over. I can't think of what street that is right now. But that little block right there, we'll be walking right up Sherman Street. Okay. Face painting. We do have snow cone machine. I'll be out there.
Everything free.
Just come out and hot dogs, baked beans, spaghetti, you know, potato salad.
Sound like a family reunion.
We doing it big.
All right. Have you all found, and again, I remember talking to your mother last year, other people called and asked you for advice or talked to you about your experience or people that know you, like, how do you do this? How do you handle it?
Yeah. Especially from the outsiders, yeah, out of state people and stuff like that. It's always questions like, when I tell you, my mom got over 200,000 followers on Facebook.
Wow.
From this incident with Trayvon. And, you know, it's always questions going through the comments asking, dang, you know, just give up. Why y'all letting him go through this?
Something could be good.
But it's, you know, that's just, everybody has their own opinion. But everybody's opinion doesn't matter. So the answer is we just deal with it.
That you have to block out that negative because everybody is not
You have to. And especially sometimes, you know, especially when it gets to that point where, like, you know, you feel like you got to go back and forth with the internet.
No. Well, then you say something, because, again, like you said earlier, he can express himself.
Yeah.
You know what he likes and doesn't like. And people on the outside may not realize. They may just see his physical state, but he's a person there, and, you know, his personality is still there.
It's still the same.
Uh-huh.
The little snotty little side eye he give us, I'd be like, boy, he'd be like, like, he just kept getting up out of bed. People don't think he can physically get up out of bed. And this boy been getting up out of bed for the past 3 days. That's why my mom is not here and had me come do it, because he just be in the bad butt right now. Like, he want to come home. He just want to come home. He was...
The house fire stopped everything.
But you know what? By the grace of God, he didn't come home because he was supposed to come home that day. And we don't know what would have happened if he would have came home. So, you know, we happy that he, at the Metal Lodge of the Shore, they taking good care of him. And,
Can I just take this opportunity to say this is a perfect time for us to learn that everyone should carry NORCAM with them. I mean, even... Learn how to use it properly, because I've heard people, I've walked into situations like at Wesco where somebody's overdosing and stuff like that. There's plenty of places which you can get it and you can save somebody's life, because there are so many people on this drug that you don't even know. But having that NORCAM in your car, carrying it, you can save somebody. Even if you don't know it, you can give it to somebody that knows how to use it.
Yeah, good, really good point, Greg. Yes. And again, you can find a lot of places that people give away free.
Yes, and there's always a lot of little shuttles out around if you pay attention. Yes. Well,
great.
We'll have a bunch of them.
Great.
Let's go to the board. We have Benita Threadgood. Says, I commend your family. Keep telling your story. She said, you never know your reach and your impact.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Talk a little bit about the fire that took place at your mother's home.
Well, last month, the 26th, I believe it was, we all went to bed. And God woke up to mom yelling, everybody get out the house. The house is on fire. Still no explanation as to what happened. Everything is totally gone, lost. But that still ain't stopped us. That did not stop our faith, our belief, our spirit. We are in good spirits. Everything happens for a reason. And that's the way we have to keep looking at things. So we don't get depressed and we don't let mom get depressed and have more stress on her. So when the time come when God finds something fit for all of us and for Trayvon to come home, then we'll have a home.
What if somebody would like that, you know, come there August 31st that wanted to bless you guys and help you guys, would you guys take that those blessings?
Well, we do take blessings, donations or anything, and my sister can give you guys any Cash App information or anything.
Please, let's talk about that, because maybe somebody out there is listening that might want to help.
Apple Pay, phone number 231-631-683-5972. Again, 231-683-5972. Cash App. Money sign, Paula, capital P-A-U-L-A, capital P-B. And also any donations can be dropped off to 692 Wilson Avenue, Norton Shores, Michigan. Anything. We'll take any donations, dollars, change, anything. Okay. You know, and we do thank Larissa. I can't think of her last name. Kirksey, she made a post up on Facebook when it happened, and, you know, she's been a blessing to our family, too. Our church, Beulah Missionary Baptist Church, they've been a blessing to our family. Everybody been a blessing to our family. Everybody been calling, checking in, making sure we okay, and really the kids. Everybody been making sure the kids is okay, and that's really what we care about the most is the kids, making sure the three youngest ones is, you know, ready for school and ready to go. And right now, the world has helped us to make sure they is set for the first week of school.
With things going on, we notice what the devil meant for evil, guy will get the glory. What keeps you guys upbeat and positive when the world will say to you, oh, you be down, you guys got all this stuff going on, why don't you give up? But what keeps you moving?
Each other. Each one of us. We stick together like glue. And, you know, when one person feel like they down, we got one more person to lift us up. So we just try to stick together. Our mom, especially our mom, keep us really focused and keep us going. And, you know, Kimmy texts us every morning and tell everybody good morning, she love us. And, you know, that's a positive way to start the day for everybody. And, yeah, like, family keep us to pushing. Everybody.
I want both of you to address this. You keep saying family, family, family. I want you to speak to those families out there that are just fighting over just nothing and how important it is to be a unit and coming together.
Because you never know when the day going to be your last day, or you never know when something going to happen. So everybody just need to stop, come together, and communication is key. Like, you got to communicate. When you feel like something ain't going right, communicate with that person and, you know, let them know your feelings or whatever you're going through or however you may feel. Just communicate. You know, don't be doing, like, I be seeing a lot of stuff going on Facebook, a lot of families bickering and arguing about, you know, about nonsense. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. Like, I just wish everybody can just come as a unit and just stick together and don't let bull crap distract us.
Now, you being the oldest, would you like to add anything to that?
I mean, she did excellent, but only other thing is, like our mama always teach us, to trust and believe in God. So that's what we do. And as me being the oldest, I try to keep that going. Like she said, every morning I send everybody a good morning. I love you. Have a great day. Just start off everything positive. Whether it's a prayer, devotion, however you need to do it to start off your day as positive as you can get it started, do that. And pray for one another, because everybody's, like I said, everybody going through something. You're not the only one. We're not the only one. You're not the only one. So you, it's hard for a lot of people to communicate. A lot of people don't know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, just pray and be nice. Treat everybody the same way you would like to be treated in the world to be a better place.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, the event is called the Walk for Justice for Trayvon and Fentanyl Awareness. Has anyone been arrested, indicted, prosecuted for lacing your brother's marijuana with fentanyl?
No.
Okay.
They actually closed the case until he can talk again.
Okay. Okay.
And that's a...
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really frustrating, especially when you have the evidence.
Okay.
Mm. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be a tough one. What do you say to the people that's out there selling and doing this stuff and not thinking about the consequences of what they're doing?
I say, what if somebody was to do that to you? Or do that to somebody that you loved, how would you feel?
Mm.
And, you know, it's sad because it seemed like it's just all around here right now. Like, it don't seem like it's nothing that you can do to control it, but that's why I'm doing this event. So we can just, if we all come together, it could be 100 people there. I might say one person. I might stop one person to, you know, realize, like, dang, what I'm doing is wrong. Or, yeah, or, you know, not worth it. Or, dang, I'm about to do this. And what if something happened to this person? Or I got to go sit behind somebody's bars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Nothing that no drug dealer or regular, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Easy money is not good money.
Mm. All money ain't good money.
That's right. There you go. All money ain't good money.
Yeah. It's the second annual Justice for Trayvon Walk. It'll take place on Monday, August the 31st from 3 to 7 p.m. at Beulah Baptist Church, 2601 Mann Street. If you've heard the story again, Trayvon, just a wonderful young man, had some marijuana laced with fentanyl. If you're unaware what fentanyl does, just do a quick Google search. It's nasty, insidious, a drug that's been introduced into our culture.
And it's here.
Yes, it's here.
It's here.
Yeah. And this family can tell you the story and its devastating effects. In addition, the mother, Paula, who we talked to last year, a wonderful woman of God and faithful mother, her home burned recently. And so the event, you can give donations. You can give them at 231-2683-5972. That's Apple Pay.
Yep.
And you can also give on Cash App, $PaulaAPB. And you can drop them off
at the event.
The event on Saturday. Yep. So, you know what? Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
All right. Paula, Kimberly, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate y'all, you know, sharing your story, sharing your family story. Give our love to your mother.
We will.
We'll be praying that she's, you know, everything gets straight out with her home soon. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. We look forward to hearing next year that it's been another 12 months.
Yes.
All right.
I guess our last question is what would you think, how would you think your brother would be doing this if this was another family member? What would you think he would be doing?
The same thing for us.
All right.
Even more. My, if you know my brother, he gonna make sure we straight. He gonna make sure everybody around him straight. And if it was him on the other foot, he'd do the same for us. That's why that's another reason why we doing it. Because, you know, he's still a human being.
Yes.
He's still a person. He's still alive.
Yes.
And
another thing is that if you got something negative to say, shut up. keep your mouth shut, keep it positive. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I just want to take a second and say congratulations.
Thank you.
You never know who has gone through. My mom went through and struggled with prescription drugs all the way until she passed away. So you never know who you are impacting. And people get involved because this problem is bigger than you know. And there are a lot of people that all money is not good money. And you know what? You're hurting somebody.
Yes.
So realize what you're doing. It's 2:59. It's the top of the hour. That means that we have to end the show. I'd like to thank our guests for coming in today. Listen, go out and you can be August 31st. You can be a blessing to somebody. But remember, if everybody carried NORCAM with them, and you can get it for free, you could help somebody.
Yeah.
And you can... because these overdoses are happening everywhere. That's the end of the show. We want you to take care. We'll see you next week. Stay out of the rain, except for the event.
Yep.
We'll see you next week on Community Focus. Take care. God bless. We'll see you.